Welcome to the Motoring Podcast. This is a Charging Around Britain update number 3 on Wednesday, the 30th of August, 2017. Hello, I'm Alan.
Hello, I'm Andrew.
Well, yes, day 3, and you'll notice we sound a little bit chirpier than we did at the end of day 2.
Much chirpier, to be
yes.
fair.
So despite
well, it wasn't even the end of day 2 was part of the problem.
Well, there was another 2 hours after that.
At midnight before we got to the hotel, let alone
yes.
bed.
So we were recording at 9:45 till about 10, and then we didn't actually check into the hotel until midnight. Last night stroke this morning. So yeah. So we took... what happened is we'd moved the endpoint for yesterday from Eastbourne to Folkestone. As a result of skipping Land's End, really. And that added a bit of time on. It also took some time off today, which was quite nice because we did actually have a lie-in until 7 a.m. this morning.
Yes.
And get up out. We were at the hotel just after 8. Smidgen after 8, weren't we? Smidgen after 8. And then we headed from Folkestone to Hull. Yes, it was the road to Hull, as I keep on making that joke. And it was really a very pleasant road indeed.
We got... north of Dartford Crossing.
Oh, it wasn't. Well,
I mean, the road wasn't bad. It was the users.
With respect,
it was an eye opener for me, living out in the sticks that I do. That you know what, a lot of the time people are not polite and nice.
Andrew is not used to people not saying thank you when you let them out, and being generally ignorant trogs. So there might have been some muttering from inside the car when that kind of thing happened. Even when he wasn't driving. So this morning, started well. Folkestone services, quick charge.
First charger, and it worked.
And it worked. The day began as planned, which was lovely. So we went from Folkestone, we headed up to Dartford. There's a brand new Polar Ultra Charger at the Harvester just beside Dartford Bridge there. So we went there for a quick
very new.
It was
so new they haven't had a chance to paint the markings.
Yes, so new they haven't updated the parking spaces and said EVs only. So as a result, it was the first time, despite the fact that the rest of the car park was deserted, that we've been iced so far. So we had to we had to audition for you park like a naughty person and park across about 3 bays just to get the CCS charger socket to actually reach. The parking socket on the Ioniq. From there over the Dartford Bridge, don't let me forget to do that. I have to pay the Dartford toll tonight. Over the bridge and to the place whose name I keep forgetting. Colchester.
That's Colchester.
I keep getting my Cirencesters, my Chichesters, my Colchesters mixed up. It's all Englandshire to me. So I called just past Colchester, and we had our today's daily charge fail, didn't we?
Yes. Thanks, but it wasn't the charger per se, because the charger clearly was working. It was, and this is something we've come to understand.
A milder version of what we got on our very first attempted charge in Liverpool.
Yeah, it's the connection to the back to the network. That it has to check that everything is fine. If you can't get a phone signal, what we've discovered is if you can't get a phone signal, the very new chargers won't get a signal back to base.
Yeah, won't get a good enough signal back to base anyway if they're just hanging around at the lower end of GPRS. And so despite the best efforts of the man on the other end of the phone, who was lovely and very, very helpful, and when it did come online very quickly, we tried to just authorize as fast as we could, but we weren't quite fast enough before it dropped off again. So then we moved on to a different charger further up the road. I don't know where it was. It was in the wilds of nowhere.
Yes.
But that was fine because we'd planned in. We knew that there was another one on our route. We had quite a lot of range at that time.
If plan B failed, we could go back to plan C, which was back on ourselves.
Yeah, which is back plus
several junctions.
Reverse back past plan A. And that's one of the joys I think we're finding mostly at the minute, is that there's a backup or two.
Yes.
which has meant that what we could do was we could, as today went on, just keep stretching, because the next stretch from around about Colchester to, I forgot again, up to past
Lynn.
Bury St Edmunds and up to King's Lynn was, up until that point, about one of the longest stretches we'd done.
Yeah.
Up until there, another charge on the Charge My Car network, Charge Your Car network, I always get it wrong, up there, whilst we had a little wander around King's Lynn. And then we sort of sat in the car for a little bit. We tried to work out what we were going to do. And originally we were going to come inland to Grantham and then go up and take another charge and then go head up to Hull. And we looked at it and went, we should be able to make this.
Then you realised I was going to be driving.
And I realised that Leadfoot Clues was driving at this section. and up until now, Andrew's not been quite as
smooth
as I have. He said that first just there.
Doesn't hurt if it comes from you.
Thanks, I think. And then, and so we did that. Was it in the end? 97? Must have been crossing the 100-mile mark anyway. 101?
No, it was 96 miles.
In total, even with the added miles?
96 miles with the added, and we started off with a 117-mile range.
And we managed quite...
We ended up with 16 miles left on the range.
Yeah, ended up with 16 miles left on the range, which conveniently took us to tonight's hotel, which is up above a parking, up above a shopping centre, which has free chargers. So the car is sitting downstairs, plugged into a lower-powered Type 2 charger.
First time that it's worked out how we envisaged it would work out, i.e. there would be a slower charger overnight, meaning, fingers crossed... Touching.
After we've recorded this and Andrew's doing topping and tailing it, then I'm going to go back down the 7 floors from our hotel room and just double check on the status of the car charging, because
hopefully tomorrow morning we start with 100%.
Yeah, the aim is leave it plugged in. It's a free charger. Leave it plugged in overnight, and we should start with as close to 100% as you can possibly get in these. Knowing that the charging rates on EVs sort of are shaped somewhat like that nice Tesla sales S curve that they were pumping around a little while ago, only more realistic. So that's the plan. That's how today has panned out. Generally quite pleasant. We've discovered that, what have we discovered? The Humber Bridge is, of course, very, very beautiful to cross. Fantastic views off there. We've discovered the sum of Lincolnshire. It's quite pretty, but mostly Lincolnshire and Norfolk are very, very boring. And that's really been today's learning
point. Unless
you like flat. And the Ioniq is very, very good at just sitting and cruising and very comfortable. And
it likes a nice A stroke B road.
Yeah, unsurprisingly, an A or B road is its favourite type of its favourite. Its favorite habitat. That sort of 60-ish cruise is really good for range and for comfort.
And I think we've become, well, I certainly have become better at, we talked about it before, becoming smoother with it, but judging when the regen, whichever level regen you've got dialed in, is going to kick in so that you can be much smoother coming up to roundabouts and junctions and pulling away, so it's not quite so jerky or not quite so hard on the braking hard, then having to accelerate hard and that sort of stuff. So just generally a smoother drive.
I think that's overall. I think we started off trying to be too eco. We ramped up
dialed
the regen,
everything to maximum.
Dialed everything to max, and to be honest, because it became a little bit uncomfortable when you've got max regen all the time and you're not quite used to just the car, it's a bit jerky, so we've dialed that back, and it seems to be, because we are being smoother, it seems to be having very little effect on our range. It seems to actually be improving it, which is fab. To what we do next, we had a couple of questions, didn't we? There's a Periscope which I'm going to put up. It's on YouTube. I will actually link to it. I'll shove it on our site. as well. I'll put a quick, very quick blog post in there. And we got asked a couple of questions.
Yes, one by the face of Ben. Thank you very much for that, at the face of Ben. We were asked if cables can be taken from the car when we're not there.
Yeah.
Charging cables, this is. Obviously.
Charging cables, yeah. Not our lightning ones for our phones. The answer is it's very difficult. So most of the chargers, the high-speed chargers that you see around the place, so the Ecotricity ones at motorway service stations, the fast charge ones, then you not only have to log in when you start off, but then you also have to swipe again to stop the charge. What happens there is that the actual charging cable is connected to the charger, so you're not using your own in that. So you can't pinch them, and people can't pull it out and stop your charge early. For situations like tonight, so following on from having answered that earlier, we thought, well, we should really do a little bit of an experiment and just see if this is the case. And it's not possible to pull it out from the car end.
No.
The car locks it in place. When you lock the car with the lower power cables, and when there's actually a charge being delivered, then the car locks it in place. To unlock it, you have to unlock the car. You can still, in these situations, unplug it from the charge point end by stopping the charge and pulling it out. You can't pinch the cable, you can't stop the charge. It's a bit much.
It's
a bit much on there.
Yeah.
The other question was about rookie mistakes.
Yeah, the other question was from at Calvin was asking, what's the most naive mistake that we've made, and that we're sure that any EV debutant would probably make.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whilst I was driving, my colleague decided to update the website with something written. Yes, a written article for a change.
Doesn't happen very often, folks.
Whereas I'm normally asleep when Alan is driving. Alan decides to stay awake. I'm not saying it's anything to do with my driving style at all, but
I'm not very good at sleeping when I'm a passenger in a car. So that's where most of our planning has been done.
It is. I'm grateful for that.
The article that I published isn't really about mistakes, to be honest. It's what we've learned
through mistakes.
Well, sometimes by not actually having made the mistake. Really, our big mistake biggest mistake is venturing into the unknown without a plan B. For us, now we are very odd in this one, but it has been. Do you know what the biggest one was? Planning to go to Land's End, thinking there was a charger there, and not having double checked that there was the right type of connector on the charger.
I think for me the biggest mistake has been that we've believed what the various maps we've been using as reference say is 100% true. And also our naivety that the network will be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've made lots of mistakes.
We expected from the very first start out that it wouldn't be a problem that the car wasn't 100% on day one as we started, because we'll just go into Liverpool and
Reporting it's okay, it'll be fine.
It looked like everything was fine, get there, and it's not.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably it, yeah. It just having a little bit of that. To be honest, if you're running from home, you're running within 30, 40, 50 miles of home, that's not really going to be an issue.
The problem is we are pushing all the boundaries here of what the network is set up to deal with right now.
Yeah.
But mainly because of the timescale and the number of miles we have to do in a day.
Yeah, it's the timescale that's the killer for us, really, on these things. Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, there is this article with...
Yes, on the other hand, I've done five things that we've learned. My apologies for the for the clickbaitism of it. But it is five things that we've learned over the course of the last 2.5 days, 3 days now. It was 2.5 when I wrote it. Over the last 3 days, it's there, and we'll link to it in the show notes. Alternatively, rather than just going to the show notes, you could just go to motoringpodcast.com, and it's there on the front page.
Yes. So tomorrow.
So, the plan for tomorrow. Yeah, well, everything went really well today. We had quite a short day because we didn't get arrived.
Quite short, as in, yeah, we still didn't arrive till half six.
So it's a little bit paranoid because I haven't quite checked the mileage for tomorrow before then moving it out another 100 miles because that's the way we roll. So the plan for, what day is tomorrow? Tomorrow is Thursday. The plan for Thursday is to leave Hull to head from Hull to Middlesbrough, Middlesbrough to Alnwick. Alnwick, and we may change this route, and this is very much A1. We may end up hitting cross country and going up the A68 or something from Newcastle. But from Alnwick to Edinburgh, we should at the very least get to the bottom edge of Edinburgh. Failing that, maybe get close to Queensferry. We're going to see what the traffic is like. From Edinburgh, it's going to be Edinburgh, either Edinburgh direct to Dundee, crossing Fife, and the Tay Bridge to Scumdy, or going via Perth and then along the A90 to Dundee to Aberdeen, and then from Aberdeen to Inverness, probably with a quick top up in Elgin, and we'll be staying in central Inverness tomorrow night. Day after that, it's going to be Inverness to Inverness to Glasgow via Wick and Thurso, as one does. Wick, Thurso, not the full North Coast 500. We're going to come back down, join the Great Glen at the 82 at Drumna Drochet, and head south to from Drumna Drochet, Fort William, and then down the side of Loch Lomond. Hopefully, it won't be too dark by then. We're going to have an early start from Inverness once again, and that's the plan for the next 2 days. Haven't checked the weather. It's not going to make any difference either way.
Hopefully, we still have to go through those miles.
We still have to do the miles.
unless there's a blizzard.
Hopefully, it'll be lovely. We didn't, and we'll get some stops. Definitely be stopping on the border with the old country tomorrow. See how we get on. So that's just about it. All that's really left for this evening is to very quickly say thanks to thanks to both Chargemaster and the Polar Network and Charge Your Car for the support that they've been giving us so far. So thank you, Tom and your team. Really, really appreciate it, particularly the extra help you gave us last night just to make sure we didn't turn up at a Duff Charger in the middle of the night. That was hugely appreciated. You've no idea, and I know that we were pulling extra strings there for that one.
Pestering.
Yeah, a bit. Also thanks to Hyundai UK for the supporting this crazy thing and letting us put ridiculous miles on your press car in a very short period of time. So thanks to Robin and Natasha and all the team at Hyundai. I think that just about sums it up. To follow what we're doing, of course, then all the usual outlets, many of you have been following. If you've got any questions about EVs, how we're getting on, what we've learned, all these kind of things, please do send them through. It keeps us, it's one of the things that keeps us occupied as we're traveling along, that and audiobooks of Terry Pratchett.
If you use the hashtag though,
hashtag MPCRB.
Yeah, then means we see that.
Andrew's much, much better at keeping track on the hashtag search. At Motoring Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, motoringpodcast.com/ facebook.com/motoringpodcast. We're trying to put stuff on there. The video from the very start of this morning will be up on our website tonight. It just couldn't upload it over wireless earlier on today. Andrew, to keep up with you.
Yep, if you search for Crack Windscreen on Twitter, you'll find me. And Alan, if they cannot find me, they cannot find the Motoring Podcast, how can they find you?
Try Spec Savers. Then
it's been a while since you've alienated listeners, so well done.
That's good. I try. At AJP Bradley, B-I-A-D-L-E-Y, on Twitter. That's it. We're going to finish up there tonight. But until next time, I've been Alan Bradley.
I've been Andrew Clues.
And safe motoring.